Hi friends, welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is season 2, episode 3. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Let's hop right into this. This episode is called Living a Life of Purpose. So, living a life of purpose is so important. But sometimes, we as humans, we feel stuck, you know, like our lives lack meaning. Have you ever felt like that? Like, you wake up and you're like, wow, my life is lacking meaning. It's lacking purpose. Like, there's really nothing right now, like, that is showing me that this life is purposeful or meaningful. Like, but Jesus's teachings can guide us in this, okay? So, what is living intentionally? Well, living a life of purpose means living intentionally, right? Like, enjoying every big or small moment, because guess what? Even if it's big or small, it still means something, right? So, like I said, what do I mean by living intentionally? You know what I mean? Like, what do I mean by intentionally? Like, it's being deliberate and purposeful in every aspect of your life. And I say this because it's so important to be intentional in every aspect of your life, because you could be missing out on so many wonders, you know, because you're too busy not being intentional. Like, making choices that align with your values, your goals, and your priorities. You're actively shaping your life and making decisions that reflect who you are and who you want to be. There were countless times, okay, in my life where I would wake up and I'd feel like my life, you know, lacked meaning, okay, because I'd wake up, I'd do nothing about it, and I'd hit snooze constantly. I mean, I thought this was the plan. I did this every single day, you know, until I had a spiritual encounter with Jesus, and I completely turned my life around, because when I started doing all these things, living intentionally, when I started doing that, and, like, you know, having soulful friendships, like, I actually started to see that God has a plan for me. Like, God has a plan for you and your family and all the people that you know. Like, God has a plan for everybody. Like, there's hope and future plans to prosper you. Like, I started finally living with intention because God is so intentional. And that is something that we can have in common with God. We can live intentionally because He is giving us a life of intentional things. I mean, Jesus teaches us to be mindful of God's plans, like in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Like, whatever His plans are, whatever they may be for us, like, we have purpose and we have meaning no matter what, even if we don't know what it is just yet. Okay, Jesus and purpose. Like, He shows us the purpose through love, serving, and following God. Purpose and meaning are found in Him and Him alone. So just knowing that God has a plan brings us an abundance of joy. Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And you may ask, like, what are some practical steps to living intentionally, Mia? Like, what are these steps, you know? I think being mindful of God's word. Like, what is being spoken over your life right now? What have you been hearing? Like, He is so intentional in that way. Like, there's that word again. He is so intentional in that way. Like, what are you being mindful of the word that, you know, God is speaking to you right now, or that is being spoken over you? Seeking to love like Jesus loved, like loving your neighbor, like doing all these things, serving your neighbor, like, you need to love just like Jesus would love others, you know, and it's hard. It's hard some days. Trust me. There are days where I am completely frustrated by people, but then you have to sit in it later on. You're like, that was not the right way to, you know, assess the issue. So learning from those mistakes and continuing to seek, seeking to love like Jesus loved. Finding joy in the journey, that is one of my favorite things ever, because, like I said, the big or small moments are so important. Like, those little moments, like, they play big parts in your journey and in your story. Like, if you are enjoying every little moment as best as you can, then your life already has meaning just from right there. Like, that is that I always say life is worth living because of that, because I have these little moments that make such big impacts on me. And, you know, helping each other along, even if it's just in the slightest of ways, if you can. Because there are some days where my friends will come to me and be like, I feel stuck, this, I feel like this, blah, 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 blah. And I have to speak life over them, and I have to direct them immediately back to Jesus. You know, even if we're just, even if it's just a little tiny bit of encouragement or something, like, just to help each other along, even if it's in the slightest of ways, like, it still makes a huge impact. And that's, like, you helping somebody is already a part of your purpose. Like, me on this podcast today, this is a part of my journey, this is a part of my purpose, like, speaking to people, and some of the things that have been being offered to me recently in life, or that's been happening to me recently, like, in life, like, those are all a part of my purpose. And that's the same with you, like, the job that you got, or the school you got into, or, you know, this position you got offered, or whatever, whether it's a church, or a job, or whatever, like, those are all purposeful and intentional, and they're a part of your journey. Like, they're helping you get to where God wants you to be. But of course, prioritizing, like, time and energy is super, super important also. Like, waking up and, you know, reading in the Word. Or our church actually just handed out Who I Am in Christ paper. And that's amazing, because you get to wake up and you get to read that. And it changes the mindset completely in the morning. Schedule time for your friendships that, like, help your spiritual growth. Like, I have an episode about, like, soulful friendships. Like, if you have those people, which I would hope you have those people, they're so important for spiritual growth. Like, hanging out with those people, like, hanging out in general is just, it brings a lot of joy, you know, with people. But if you are, like, doing things that glorify God as well, like, whether you're worshiping together or getting in the Word, or, you know, like, you know, one of my friends is trying to plan something for us to hang out this week and get in the Word and just hang out and just be, you know, humans together, like, and just do things that'll help our spiritual growth. Like, it's so good. So, like, that, even, like, getting into a community group, like, that is intentional, that is purposeful. Like, that's a part of all of this as well. Like, I 10/10 recommend a community group as well. Yeah, like, learning to say no to things that may, like, don't, like, that may not, like, align with your values or your priorities, that's super, super important. Because if you are saying yes to things that, like, aren't, you know, for, like, don't align with, like, your, you know, your values, like, obviously it's going to shift your mindset negatively. Like, it's not going to be great for you. Like, it's not going to be the best thing. So I think, like, learning to say no to those things, even if they're, like, small little things, and in your head you're like, I know this isn't right, like, this is not really what I want people to see me doing, or people to, like, perceive me this way, like, learning to say no to those things, because it's okay to say no, like, that is so important. Use your gifts and your fruits of the Spirit, those are so important. Recently I've been struggling with that as well. Like, I love singing, obviously, like, that's one of my favorite things, but I get, like, a lack of confidence in that, and I'm like, this is literally, like, a gift from God, like, this is one of my purposes, like, this is one of my meanings, you know, of life, like, to sing and glorify God, and to just bring joy. And I think, like, I struggle with that a lot, but, like, guys, use your gifts, use your fruits of the Spirit, like, I can't even express that enough. It has changed and shifted my life completely, completely, completely. Embrace that God has a plan for your life. Sometimes that is hard. Like we're talking about today, like, we feel stuck sometimes, but you have to understand, like, God has a plan for you and everyone, every single person, even those who don't believe, like, God has a plan for them. And like he's so intentional with it, like, and if we start to embrace that, even if we don't know what the plan is, I have an episode on that as well, even if we don't know what the plan is, like, we can still embrace that he has one, period. Like, he has one for our lives, and we should just embrace that, because even, like, we don't even know what it is. I don't really know what my, you know, my plan is yet, obviously. There's things along the way that are super fun and that are amazing and that help me, but, you know, I don't know what the plan is, because I'm not him, you know, but he has a plan, and if we embrace it, it shifts our mindset as well. So then we do all these things, and we can live a life rich in purpose. So if you've been waking up and feeling like there's meaning that's lacking from your life, I hope you know now that there is, there has been, and there always will be purpose for you in God. Like, let's rebuke those, you know, like old negative thoughts, because your life means something. It's all in your mindset. It's a mindset. Like, how you perceive the world is how your attitude is towards the world. Like, once you realize who you are in Christ, you can fully shift that mindset and see just how much meaning you have as a person. Just how much everybody has as a person. How much meaning and purpose. Like, God has a plan for you, for your life, okay? Your life means something. Even if you're unsure of what that is right now, you have purpose and meaning, and there is a seed that is planted, and it's going to be sprouting, and it's going to be blooming soon, and you will see how much you missed out because you were thinking that your life was lacking meaning. So, I hope this helped in any way, shape, or form. Have an amazing week. I will see you next week for episode 4.